Emotional intelligence training. Emotional intelligence training is intended to help you understand why people do the things they do. Emotional intelligence training covers topics such as how to create positive emotions in yourself and others, how to handle negative emotions in yourself and others, how to change negative situations into positive situations, that all emotions are the products of thought, how to control your emotions by taking control of your thoughts, the emotional management cycle. Your emotions tend to show up in your external results. The process looks like this. Thoughts, mental images, words and beliefs combine to produce emotions. Emotions combine to affect actions. Actions combine to affect results. Results combine to affect thoughts. Harness the power of great expectations. If you concentrate your mind on having only positive thoughts, then you will experience only positive emotions. Learn how to use the emotional management cycle to your advantage. Look at this cycle and start with confident thoughts. Conversation control. Just as thoughts affect feelings, actions and results, so too can the content of your conversation affect the thoughts, feelings and actions of others. It is, therefore, important to take control of the content of your conversations and direct them away from too much talking about 1. The bad past, which always tends to create emotions of anger and upset. Conversations that concern all the bad things that have happened in the past tend to create negative feelings. 2. The bad future, which tends to create emotions of fear, anxiousness, upset and worry. Conversations that concern all the bad things that may happen in the future also tend to create negative feelings. Target your conversation onto a better future, which will tend to create emotions of optimism, enthusiasm, motivation and energy. Positive emotions can be triggered very quickly by talking, thinking and asking about goals for the future. Ask other people about their goals for the future. You can always make someone feel better simply by turning the conversation onto the topic of the other person's goals, wishes, desires, aspirations and ambitions. Change the focus of a conversation onto more productive paths. Try to distract people off the negative conversations and get them talking about solutions rather than their problems. Take control of your conversations and direct them away from threats of a bad future or the pain of the bad past. Redirect the conversation onto the prospects of a prosperous, fun future. That is the essence of conversation control. The secret of emotional management.